Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Rash is with the editorial board of the Star Tribune. Joins us on Fridays for the Rash Report. He's been gone, though, because he was in South Korea. Hi, John.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, I want to know how your trip to South Korea was and what'd you learn?
It was terrific. I learned a lot. The Koreans were warm and welcoming and certainly appreciative of Americans as they get close to the June 25th anniversary of the beginning of the Korean War all the way back in 1950. And so, you know, a war that has obscured in many memories here in the United States, especially the 75th anniversary of D-Day yesterday, but certainly front and center regarding Korea, especially in the ongoing nuclear dispute with the North. And, you know, in many ways, Dave, it was quite compelling because they are an open country, heavily dependent on global trade and in regional relationships that are really key to their economy and their security, and yet they're under pressure on all sides, certainly from North Korea and the unsolved nuclear dispute with them. But they're also getting swept up in the U.S.-China trade dispute, and they were specifically singled out and punished by China for hosting missiles on their ground in defense of North Korea, but China read it as a provocative act toward them. And then they have ongoing what's called history issues with Japan from World War II that are unresolved and keep the alliance between the U.S., Japan, and Korea from being as strong as it can. So some challenges out there, but certainly a lot of success in Korea, too. And I'll be writing about it all in a couple weeks here for the Star Tribune.
What was the most surprising thing you discovered?
That they in many ways, you know, are one of the countries that is most open and embracing of global trade at a time when so many nations are pulling up their borders, you know, trying to, in effect, slow down global trade. They're heavily dependent on it. And, you know, I think in some ways reflective of a time that is at least receding here in the world a little bit. And then the other thing was, as tense as the border was, I was up in the demilitarized zone, you know, and that's, of course, where the normal image is of soldiers glaring down at each other from the north and the south. You know, if you get just a little bit back from there, in many ways, it's a tourist destination with busloads of particularly Chinese tourists. And China, of course, is North Korea's great backer. But as far as the average Chinese person who's traveling abroad, when they go to South, not North Korea, and they look at it as almost a tourist destination. So it was quite compelling from that perspective.
It is kind of interesting, John. You mentioned D-Day, which I'm glad you did, because I have to say, I was, like everyone else, just watching some of the coverage of that and listening to the coverage, and there was a lot of it, and it was just a really interesting, fascinating, well-timed narrative, I thought, on the anniversary of D-Day with a few of those vets still alive and very inspirational. So that was pretty good coverage. You mentioned the Korean War. I immediately started thinking about the Korean War Memorial in Washington, D.C. If you've never seen that, that certainly is a somber event, but well worth your time to look at that. But then what you made me think of here when you talked about China is another significant anniversary we just recently talked about in the news was Tiananmen Square in China, and how many are saying it's really not all that different.
Well, that's a really good point. And in terms of memory, you and I and our listeners have a distinct memory of that 30 years ago, but many people in China, particularly if they weren't of age, you know, to really have a good memory of it when it happened, are completely unaware of the event. And it's nearly verboten to speak about it in terms of how the government will come down, crack down. It's almost illegal to mention it in social media. You'll get a visit from the authorities. University instructors can lose their positions if they talk about it. China has done everything to erase the memory of this collectively from their people, and not only to try to not get it to be spoken about, but to get those who do remember about it to question the patriotism of those who want to discuss it and say that this hurts China at this point. So the propaganda and censorship effect is in full force there. They are not in any way a free society, and you know that keeps them from reaching their full potential, because of course they should reflect upon this, because it was an extraordinarily dark moment in their history and in the world's history. So it's a really good point. And boy, all these memorials, you know, these anniversaries coming at the same time really point out that the stark differences in societies with, you know, the United States, France, and the UK and Canada and others commemorating D-Day yesterday, and it being completely silent in China over, you know, what has happened in their country.
The other thing I would ask you is, you made us aware years ago about the danger and the perils of being a journalist in many parts of the world, and we kind of easily take that for granted in this country. What about South Korea and journalism? Are they free to write what they want?
That's a really good question, Dave. They are. They have a healthy, vibrant, free press with some very strong newspapers. It's among, if not the most wired country in the world. More people have broadband, highest adoption of smartphones in extraordinarily high-tech society, as one may well imagine. And that really helps disseminate the news, which is free and unfettered. They, too, you know, face some industry challenges that newspapers and other more legacy media operations around the world are facing. But it's not because of people's lack of interest in the news or any kind of censorship. It's much more reflective of these transformative technologies changing the business model, and that being much more challenging towards some of these media organizations.
You need to be on for 60 minutes, but I'm going to go let you go back to work this morning. It's always fun. There's never enough time with you, John. I got a million questions, but I look forward already to the morning paper tomorrow from the Star Tribune and your column.
Thank you so much, Dave. Have a great day.
Welcome home.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, by the way, Hockey Dad, did you meet any other hockey parents in South Korea?
Not only did I meet some hockey parents, we went up right by the border where Pyeongchang was, and they are still so extraordinarily proud of the Olympics. But more than anything, you may remember the combined South Korean and North Korean women's hockey team.
Yes.
Is what they lead with in terms of you know what they talk about with the Olympics. So, as always, hockey is the leader and the legacy there, Dave.
John, have a great weekend, and I look forward to tomorrow in the paper. Thanks.
Thank you.
From the editorial board of the Star Tribune, returning from South Korea, he is John Rash. What's everybody Googling, by the way, talking about social media? We're going to find out from Google themselves. That's next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.